Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Best Loser Wins, by Tom Hogarth. Presents trading as a psychological contest where the ability to take losses well matters more than finding perfect entries. Written from the perspective of an active, high-stakes day trader, the book focuses on how normal human instincts sabotage performance in markets that reward discomfort, patience, and disciplined execution. Instead of promising a secret indicator or a guaranteed setup, Hogarth emphasizes the mindset required to survive drawdowns, manage risk, and act decisively when uncertainty is highest. The core idea is that winning traders often behave in ways that feel unnatural. They cut losses quickly, add to winners, and stick to a plan even when emotions demand relief. The book is positioned as a practical guide for traders who already know the basics but struggle to apply them consistently under pressure. It aims to help readers replace impulsive reactions with repeatable habits that support long-term profitability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why losing is the real skill in trading. A central theme is that trading success is less about being right and more about handling being wrong. Markets produce uncertainty by design, so losses are inevitable even for skilled traders. The book frames the best traders as those who can lose efficiently. They accept small losses without argument, avoid revenge trading, and preserve mental capital for the next opportunity. This approach challenges the common desire to avoid pain, because most people naturally hold losing positions too long in the hope of being saved. Hogarth stresses that this behavior converts manageable setbacks into account damaging events. He also connects loss tolerance with decision quality, showing how fear of loss can lead to premature exits on good trades and late exits on bad trades. In practice, losing well means predefining risk, respecting stops, and treating each trade as one sample in a long series rather than a referendum on personal competence. By reframing losses as the cost of doing business, traders can focus on execution and probability, which is where real edge can compound over time. Secondly, normal thinking versus market thinking. The book argues that normal thinking is ill-suited for trading because everyday life rewards certainty, comfort, and social reinforcement. In markets, those instincts often produce the wrong actions, seeking confirmation, needing to be right, and avoiding uncomfortable decisions. Hogarth describes market thinking as the ability to operate on probabilities and to remain process-focused when outcomes are random in the short term. This includes acting without needing complete information, because waiting for certainty usually means entering late and taking poor risk, reward trades. It also involves resisting the herd impulse, since crowded trades can reverse violently and headlines can trap reactive traders. The message is not to be contrarian for its own sake, but to follow a tested plan even when it feels emotionally unsafe. Market thinking favors preparation, scenario planning, and consistent sizing over adrenaline-driven decisions. Traders are encouraged to observe how emotions distort perception, making small adverse moves feel catastrophic and favorable moves feel fragile. By recognizing these distortions, a trader can shift from reactive behavior to deliberate execution, which is the foundation for any strategy to work. Thirdly, risk management as a behavioral discipline. Risk management is presented not as a mathematical afterthought, but as a behavioral framework that prevents emotional spirals. The book emphasizes that position size, stop placement, and maximum daily loss limits are tools for controlling the trader, not the market. Without clear boundaries, traders tend to increase risk when stressed, average down to avoid admitting error, or overtrade to recover losses. Hogarth highlights how these patterns can turn a normal drawdown into a career-ending event. Effective risk management starts with accepting that any trade can fail and building that reality into the plan through predefined exits and controlled exposure. The reader is urged to think in terms of survival first, staying in the game long enough for edge to play out. Risk limits also protect decision-making capacity because large losses impair focus and encourage impulsive actions. The book favors simplicity, clear rules, consistent sizing, and a focus on expected outcomes rather than hopes. When risk is controlled, traders can hold winners longer, tolerate normal volatility, and avoid the psychological need to micromanage every tick. Fourthly, letting winners run and the discomfort of success. Many traders discover that taking profits can be harder than taking losses, because open profits feel like something to protect. The book explores how the urge to lock in gains early often truncates the very trades that drive overall profitability. Hogarth argues that big winners tend to come from holding through normal pullbacks and allowing trends or momentum to develop, which requires patience and emotional resilience. This is where the idea of unnatural behavior appears again. The trader must endure the discomfort of watching profits fluctuate without panicking. The book encourages a structured approach to exits that supports staying in winners, such as planning profit-taking logic in advance, scaling out intentionally, or trailing stops in a way that reflects market structure rather than fear. It also addresses the psychological identity issue, where traders feel undeserving of large wins or fear giving them back, leading to self-sabotage. By focusing on process, risk-reward, and statistical expectancy, traders can treat a winning trade as an opportunity to capitalize on edge rather than an accident that must be protected immediately. Lastly, building a repeatable trading process under pressure. The book centers on creating consistency in an environment that tempts inconsistency. Hugard emphasizes routines that reduce decision fatigue, preparation before the session, defining scenarios, and knowing in advance what conditions justify action. A repeatable process includes journaling trades, tracking emotions, and reviewing performance to identify recurring mistakes such as hesitation, impulsive entries, or moving stops. The focus is on execution quality rather than prediction, because a well-defined process can be refined, measured, and improved, while a habit of reacting to noise cannot. The book also highlights the importance of aligning strategy with personality and time horizon, since mismatch can cause constant friction and rule-breaking. Managing pressure is treated as a skill, using pre-commitment, reducing size when out of sync, and stepping away after reaching loss limits. Over time, the goal is to replace emotion-driven choices with automatic adherence to rules. This transforms trading from a series of dramatic decisions into a professional practice where edge and discipline have room to work. In conclusion, this book suits traders who already understand charts, order types, and basic strategy concepts but repeatedly struggle with discipline, risk control, and emotional decision-making. It is also valuable for new traders who want to build correct habits early, before bad patterns become expensive. The main benefit is practical. It reframes trading as a performance craft, where your ability to tolerate discomfort determines whether your edge can show up in results. By emphasizing loss acceptance, strict risk limits, and the courage to hold winners, the book can help readers reduce destructive behaviors like averaging down, revenge trading, and premature profit-taking. That translates into a calmer decision process, better consistency, and improved long-term expectancy. Compared to many trading titles that lean heavily on indicators or promise a shortcut, Best Loser Wins stands out by focusing on the human side of execution, the place where most strategies fail in real life. The author's perspective as an active high-stakes trader gives the guidance urgency and realism, while the principles remain broadly applicable across markets and timeframes. For readers seeking durable improvement rather than a new signal, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Tom Hugard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.